I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Always like checking in with our guy, John Clayton, NFL insider. John, we know you're based out of the Northwest. How you doing? Everyone holding up okay right now?
Yeah, we because we were the epicenter to start this all off, at least we're a little ahead of the curve. I know that the curve is almost down. I know I just checked a few minutes ago, and I think yesterday there was like 232 positive tests and I think 10 deaths, which obviously is not good. But I think they're saying that the curve should run out by May the 18th. And again, everybody's being cautious out here in the state, so the shutdown, the lockdown continues. In fact, now some of the now I'm starting to get into politics here because, you know, some of the Republicans are now mad at the Democratic governor because he thinks he should be opening things up a little bit faster. But I would imagine that they're going to start loosening some things coming up by around May 18th.
Okay. All right. So we're getting there. John, what were your initial thoughts when you learned the NFL? They are moving forward. They are doing the draft tonight. Did you have any issues with that?
No, I think I was okay with it because I thought that maybe moving free agency back would have been a good idea. But then I realized I was mistaken on that one, because if you had moved it back even 1 week, then it would have been even worse, because then all the physicals, you know, even at least you had a week where you can get guys to get physicals, that gets deals and the physicals on trades. Now you can't have that. And then the other problem is, when would you even hold the draft? Because, you know, with everybody around the country on a different schedule, you know, like again, Seattle's ahead of the curve because we were one of the first to implement all the procedures to make sure that nobody went out decide to stay at home. I mean, you still have other areas that are maybe 3 weeks behind. And so you'd be talking about maybe having the draft in mid-June. So you might as well get it done now. You may not be able, you knew you weren't going to be able to get the players to go and have any OTAs or anything like that. But what you were able to do was go ahead and at least know what your team is going to be. And then you can maybe do the virtual things on Twitter, or on the virtual things to try to see if you can get them mentally prepared for the start of training camp.
Now, as far as the virtual stuff that's going to take place tonight, I think we're making a little bit too big a deal, John, of how difficult it might be. Because let's be honest, what's the worst thing that could happen? You pick up the phone and you call in your pick. Yeah, what's the worst thing that could happen, John?
Well, I mean, you know, I agree with that, but you know there's going to be glitches. There just has to be. I mean, listen, you listen to every radio station in the country, and everybody's working from home for the most part. And if that's the case, I mean, you know, things go out. You watch TV, and things go out. I mean, there was this incident that I never seen. He was talking to a coach the other day, and she was on the speakerphone with him. And so all of a sudden, all his stuff went out because his two kids were out there and using an iPad. And the iPad basically wiped out all the bandwidth. And so the next thing you know, he had to go out and then obviously use other things. But you can still conduct the draft. I mean, what you worry about, and I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think we have any real bad weather around the country today, tomorrow. And but if you have, let's say, a tornado, if you have a lightning storm, I mean, it could wipe out all the power. And if you wipe out all the power, particularly if everybody's in the area, then that could be the bigger problem. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
John, the Dolphins have been, I mean, look, maybe we're biased because we're down here in South Florida, but so many rumors every which way about what the Dolphins are going to wind up doing. Do you specifically believe in any one of these rumors any more than the other about the Dolphins?
No, I really don't. I think, you know, like any team, you want to get into the gamesmanship of this stuff and get some things out there that can make some things move that can help you out. And so, for example, I didn't buy the idea that they're going to be trading up from 5 to 2 or 3 to take an offensive tackle. That just didn't make any sense. You know, and you know, I can maybe see the possibility that taking the 18th pick and maybe trading up, you know, that could be a possibility. But again, nobody's going to trade down to 18. So I didn't buy that. And certainly I'm buying the idea that they're still going to take 2 at number 5. You know, I can't be 100% sure on that. Nobody can, because, you know, the medical reports seem to be okay in Miami, but it's not okay with the Chargers, because, you know, Tom Telesco is a guy that doesn't necessarily like to take players that have injury histories in college. And that's why I think part of the gamesmanship is right now to maybe see if the Dolphins can help the Lions, you know, get something out of the Chargers moving up from 6 to 3, and then the Lions can come back and take their defensive player of choice at number 6. So I think right now, I would not be surprised if Justin Herbert is the 3rd pick going to the Chargers in a trade-up, but I still think Tua goes to the Dolphins.
I agree with you, John. I also expect Tua to go to the Dolphins, but I do think that the Dolphins will try to make a play for a tackle in the first round of this draft, and they might have to move up from 18 to do so, because there's about, what, 5 or 6 great tackles in this draft, but I think they're all going to go in the top 15. Zazzle and I have been talking about it this morning. Assuming they take Tua, since he's a left-handed quarterback, and that makes his blind side on the right as opposed to left tackle, do you think that matters when they're drafting a tackle here? Is that a consideration? Or coming out of college, would you just expect that they would try to get the best tackle and then figure it out after that?
No, I think it is a consideration, particularly in the scenario you're talking about, Amber. That makes a lot of sense. Like, for example, you know, there's going to be so many things going on between picks 8, 9, and 10 as far as trades, because here you're trading up to either, like in some cases, Atlanta, maybe Jacksonville, trading up for C.J. Henderson, the cornerback, or you're trying to trade up to get the top wide receiver. You know, Denver might do that. I mean, you can trade up to get into the tackles. Tampa Bay's desperate to get a right tackle, and so, you know, they're going to be talking 8, 9, and 10 because they don't have anybody on the other side, on the right side, to protect Tom Brady. But no, I think you make a good point, and that does merit the idea of trading up from 18 into 8, 9, and 10, because the one thing about this group, for the most part, except for maybe Thomas out of Georgia, Andrew Thomas, you know, he's more the left tackle of the group. The other guys are right tackles, left tackles. They played them both. And so I think that flexibility and the fact that you're right, you got to protect the blind side on the right side, puts them in a spot that maybe they should be trying to talk up to 8, 9, and 10.
We got the great John Clayton joining us here. Of course, you got the draft tonight. We have our Ticket virtual draft watch party tonight at 7:30. Make sure you go to theticketmiami.com if you want to hang out with us. John, do you think that teams that are trying to maneuver and trade in this first round, that they're going to try and get these trades done before the draft starts to try and avoid any kind of technological complications?
Yeah, as best you can. I think that that's the best way. Like, for example, Robert Quinn, the general manager of the Lions, is not going to trade on the clock. If he does anything in a trade with the 3rd pick, it's going to be in the afternoon and it'll be done before the draft. And I'm sure that GMs have worked out different scenarios with some of the teams that they're working with. Now, obviously, they're not going to tip off what they're drafting and what their order would be. But no, I think the earlier you can get this stuff moving, the better it is. Because, you know, if you look at the last 3 drafts, you know, there's been an average of 37 draft day trades. And that's going to shrink, because particularly when you get to the 3rd day, when there's an average of 23, you know, you only have 5 minutes for rounds 3 through 6 and 4 minutes in round 7. That's going to be tough. But, you know, it's going to be tougher in the 2nd round with 7 minutes. You have time with 10 minutes, but you can't risk it. If you want to make a trade, you want to try to get as much advanced preparation as you can so that you can get that trade in and not have a problem.
John, what did you make of the Gronkowski deal? Did that come out of nowhere to you, or were you believing, you know, the kind of whispers that Gronkowski may be thinking of coming back?
Yeah, it surprised me, and of course surprised me more than anything else, because, as you know, he went to my high school along with Jason Taylor, and so that caught me completely cold. You know, Woodland Hills being the high school is Churchill back when I was there, and so I was very pleased about that. But it did surprise me, because, you know, you think that you take off a year, and with the 12 surgeries that he's had, that he wouldn't necessarily want to do it. But I think what you can see, a couple different things working. First, it was Tom Brady calling and saying, hey, let's get this thing in. We want you on this team, want to reunite. Then $10 million, that I think played into it too. And then what happened with the WWE. Now, I don't think he was one of the furloughs, but certainly he was going to be a WWE star. And Vince McMahon, you know, had to fold and go back into bankruptcy on the XFL, furloughed like about 20 key employees, and 20, including several top wrestlers. And so I think what, you know, Gronk's looking at is like, okay, it doesn't look good for the WWE. I got Tom Brady here. I got $10 million. I'm taking it.
Are you concerned with Gronk still being able to defend his 24/7 championship with WWE?
I'm concerned because now, well, of course, I mean, it's only a 1-year deal, so he can maybe do it in 2021 and not have a problem. But certainly the Bucks are going to have a problem with that. So it's like it's going to be on hold.
Yeah, that's a good point. John, excellent job. We always love catching up with you. I'm glad you sound like you're doing well. So stay safe up there in the Northwest and enjoy the weekend.
Okay, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.